This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 20. For Monday, August 17th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger on Monday. The November canola contract is up 210 at $486.90 per ton. The January contract is up 260 at $493.90 per ton. One Winnipeg-based trader said excess moisture in Alberta's Peace and Northwest region has lowered the province's yield estimates for canola, which has provided some support to values. Chicago soy oil is up by about a third of a cent, which has given canola values a boost. Malaysian palm oil prices have been higher following reports that stocks were down by about 25% at the end of June. Strength in the Canadian dollar limited further gains for canola. The dollar was around 75.7 U.S. cents at midday. Soybean futures are stronger following reports that purchasing from China will remain steady. The USDA has reported that almost 29 billion bushels of soybeans were exported last week. China accounted for about 44% of those sales. Marketing year-to-date soybean shipments totaled just over 1.5 billion bushels, which is about 27% behind last year's pace. Corn futures are higher on Monday. The USDA will release their crop progress report tomorrow. Corn conditions are expected to drop sharply in some areas of the Midwest due to intense storms last week. The USDA has reported 40.8 million bushels of corn were shipped last week. Year-to-date, corn exports are about 13% behind last year's pace, totaling 1.6 billion bushels. Colombia, Guatemala, Japan, and Mexico each bought more than 100,000 tons of corn last week. Wheat futures are higher today. This morning, the USDA announced an export sale of 130,000 tons of wheat purchased by unknown destinations. Last week, 462,000 tons of wheat were shipped, which was slightly lower than the week prior. Japan was the largest destination, accounting for about 30% of the week's purchases. Rounding off prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The November soybean contract is up 16.5 cents at $9.15 per bushel. September soy oil is up by about a third of a cent at 31.3 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up $6.50 at $298.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher, with the December contract up 6.5 cents at $3.44 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the December contract up 7.5 cents at $2.63 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher Monday morning. Chicago December is up 16 cents at $5.25. Kansas City December is up 12.5 at $4.48. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 8 cents in the December contract at $5.20 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, August 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.